Time to switch gears a little bit, talk about a new survey. It's an entrepreneur survey.
What kind of survey was that?
Well, there's the word entrepreneurial in here, which I refuse to say more than once. Michael Beavis, Director of Academic Affairs for University of Phoenix, talking about this new survey where I guess people, it says 50% of working adults in the U.S. either currently own or want to own their own business. Michael, why does everybody, or at least half of all these people surveyed, want to be their own boss?
Yeah, the University of Phoenix conducted the survey in order to get a really better sense of what's happening out there in the marketplace. What we found is that a lot of millennials particularly are interested in owning their own business so that they can have some flexibility and freedom to kind of create products and services that benefit the greater good. About 64% of business owners stated that having a flexible schedule is probably the best benefit to being their own boss, and about 40% stated that being able to take control of their own career path is the other benefit to being a business owner.
It can be a major step in one's life. What in particular, or maybe in general, holds people back from making that move?
Oftentimes what we see is that you have to have a really strong desire in order to be a business owner. As you mentioned earlier, about 50% of individuals in the U.S. stated that they currently own or want to own a business. And oftentimes there's that fear of failure associated with it. What we see is that businesses tend to fail because the business owner lacks skills in critical areas such as marketing or legal guidance in regards to how to operate the business and or sales experience. And 69% of business owners stated that they felt additional education would help them in their business endeavors.
Michael, it must be interesting with the millennials. They're sort of the first entrepreneurs to get into where all this social media, where there's that whole web factor that wasn't there for previous entrepreneurs. Does that give them an advantage, or what kind of things can they look forward to?
It probably does give them a bit of an advantage because they're more comfortable with that type of technology. You consider the fact that the average individual gets their first cell phone at age 7 now in the United States, and that's kind of their whole world, and they're comfortable with that type of technology and information at their fingertips, so to speak. Whereas older generations kind of have to go through that learning curve and overcome that fear. So, but at the end of the day, I feel that the skill set is relatively the same across the different generations. It's just a matter of how we develop those skills within the individuals.
Some of these people have moved into adulthood during a time in which we've had a really rough go economic-wise in this country. How does that play a factor in their decision as to what they want to do?
Yeah, a lot of times, again, with the millennials, they're not as interested in climbing the corporate ladder, and oftentimes individuals feel stuck in their career, or they feel that there's limited opportunities for them to advance within their current organizations. And those that are really, truly entrepreneurial really learn how to capitalize on their strengths and create the opportunities for themselves. And I think the millennial generation is really savvy at doing this and being creative in the way that they think about and approach how things can get done.
We're talking today with Michael Beavis, Director of Academic Affairs for University of Phoenix, about entrepreneur survey that they conducted. Do you find that entrepreneurs are somewhat hereditary? In other words, if you had a parent, a father, mother, an uncle, somebody in your family who was an entrepreneur, does that kind of lead them in that path? Or are a lot of them sort of first-time people that want to take charge of their own life?
Really kind of a blend. What we see is those that are truly entrepreneurial really know how to capitalize on their strengths and create opportunities for themselves. We see this both with people that are interested in becoming more entrepreneurial in their existing careers with larger organizations, where they learn how to capitalize on their strengths and create opportunities within their existing organization, as well as those that are going out there really assessing what the needs are in the market and making sure that they're creating a business that has a demand out there.
Michael, where does one start then? What kind of foundation do they need to be successful?
Well, it starts really with solid education. As I mentioned earlier, about 69% of current business owners stated that additional education would help them be successful, even though about 87% of those that own businesses say that they've never owned a business that has failed, and about 63% state that their existing business is either in good or excellent health. There's still an opportunity for them to really grow and enhance the skills that they need in order to fully operate a business. And oftentimes they're in critical areas, as I mentioned, like marketing and understanding the finance aspect of it, which is not typically something that business owners go into with a really strong sense of awareness of what it takes to run a business.
Is there certain industries or areas where in the survey they were more interested in, or do you see where growth is most possible?
Yeah, we see a lot of growth. When I talk to entrepreneurs, venture capitalists as an example, who are interested in really investing in these types of entrepreneurs, we see a lot of involvement in technology, obviously, and what seems to be most positive in my mind is really this growth in this social entrepreneur spirit, if you will, around green and sustainable type of businesses that really kind of create a better process, cut down on energy and resources that are used in order to do things in a better and a more efficient way.
Do you find that millennials may be more flexible or more able to recover because maybe they're too naive to know what they're getting into, where there is somebody who's been in business for a long time maybe talks themselves out of it before they even take the first step?
Yeah, I think with the millennials, what we see is that they're probably better able to recover because they're oftentimes socially just simply tied to different things. Or they value different things other than previous generations. So in other words, financial stability, earning potential, things of that nature are not as strong with the millennial generation because they're more interested in the flexibility and having the opportunity to create, take ownership and create something. We do still see a really strong percentage of older folks that are still interested in becoming entrepreneurs. And I think the reason why they're a little more hesitant is the financial stability piece of it.
And it depends on how much responsibility they have, as an a single individual or somebody who maybe has a family or other people that rely on them, kind of works into those decisions too, I'm sure.
Correct, yeah.
Is it regional in any sense? Are there better places in the United States to be an entrepreneur?
Where we see most successes are in some of the major metropolitan areas, New York, L.A., Chicago as an example. They have really strong business environments that foster the growth and startup potential of new businesses. A lot of them are starting to create what they call these entrepreneurial incubators or hubs, where there's these kind of creative spaces where individuals who are interested in starting businesses pay a small fee, like a monthly fee, almost like a gym membership, and they come in and they have access to resources. But more importantly, they have access to partner with other creative minds and kind of brainstorm ideas and really leverage the strengths of each individual involved.
It kind of brings those different disciplines together where people have more different talents that individually, not so much, but the sum of the parts create something special that really could take hold.
Absolutely. I've seen some great successes here in Chicago where individuals, that are strong in the marketing background have partnered with somebody who's strong in technology, and they're creating lots of really fun and interesting apps and various forms of technology to help kind of business be more efficient in a variety of ways. So it's fun to see it happen.
Yeah, if people want to find out more about this survey or details you found out, where's a good place for them to check that out, Michael?
I always direct people to our main website at phoenix.edu. There you'll be able to eventually see the survey results there, as well as find out about other free entrepreneurial events that we hold in a variety of local markets across the United States.
That's Director of Academic Affairs, University of Phoenix, Michael Beavis. Thanks for sharing the details with us, maybe inspiring some people to take control, I guess would be the word for that. Thanks very much for your time. Appreciate
it. Thank you.